see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know, baby, I've been thinking. Mama doesn't have to come live with us. She can just go live with my brother Frank in New York. I mean, he does have that big apartment, and it's just him living there. Mama called Frank.
Your mother hasn't liked Frank since he took Est.
But what about my other brothers, Walter or Calvin? Now, Calvin owes me. I helped put that boy through college. I'ma call Calvin.
What is it with you? Your mother's a sweet lady. I'm gonna love having her here.
Oh, see, I get it. See, you think that the woman who's coming to live with us is the same woman you see when we go visit for Thanksgiving. Well, you see, baby, that's where you're wrong. See, that's the holiday mother. That's the one who says, oh, Harriet, you're looking more beautiful every time I see you. But the real Mother Winslow is different. She takes over everything. Harriet, if we let her in here, she will be running our lives. She'll tell us when to eat, what time to sleep. Oh, my. Harriet, she'll put me on a diet. And I will waste away to nothing.
Harold, we're talking about your mother, not a magician.
Okay, forget that. What about this? We can move to Miami. She hates bugs.
Let it go.
Let me hold him.
No, Aunt Rachel said I could take care of little Richie.
I want to hold him.
You can hold him when you get older.
When I get older, he won't be a baby anymore.
Hey, stuff happens.
What are you doing? Harriet, you put out all these fresh flowers? Now, Mama's gonna expect fresh flowers in here every day. I am not paying for fresh flowers in this house every day.
These are from our backyard. All you're paying for is manure.
Okay, how about this? We buy an RV, stick Mama in it, and don't give her a key to the house.
Carl, it's over. She's moving in.
Mom, today I'm gonna do your laundry, and after that I'm gonna wash your car and mow the lawn.
Who are you, and what have you done with our son?
Forget about our son, let's keep this one.
Okay, Edward, what do you want?
Well, there's one small thing.
Eddie's back.
Tony's having a few people over tonight to watch some TV. Can I go, please?
Now, you see, there's a catch here, and it's up to us to find it.
You're the cop.
Are Tony's parents gonna be there?
Of course.
Beer?
No.
Girls?
No.
How late?
Two.
Bingo! Book 'em, Dano!
Eddie, you know your curfew's 10.
Hey, I don't need an answer now. Take some time. Think about it. I'll just be outside rotating your tires.
Maybe we should tell him he's wasting his time.
Let's string him along. Maybe we can get the house painted.
That's your mama.
Harriet, wait a minute. What do I do now?
You could open the door.
What are my other options?
You don't have any. Open the door.
Hi, Mama.
There's my baby boy. You get more beautiful every time I see you.
Carl, you're putting on weight. Thank you for letting me come to live with you.
Well, we're glad to have you, aren't we, Carl?
Oh, we're just tickled to death.
Mama, come on in and tell me about your trip.
Well, you know, this. Just...
Oh, that's okay. Nobody help me.
Now, here, Rachel, let me help you with those.
Don't you get in there, home gym?
Just come right over here and give me some sugar. Now, give me some more sugar.
Girls, who's watching my baby?
She is.
Excuse me.
Mama, why don't you sit down and make yourself comfortable while Carl and I get some refreshments? Girls, sit down and talk to your grandma.
Now, before you go, I just want you to know that I don't expect any special treatment. I just want to help out where I can. And not get in the way.
Mama, that's sweet. I'm sure we'll all get along just fine. Won't we, Carl?
Oh, it'll be heaven. Why did you make me lie to my mother like that? We will not all get along fine.
She's been fine so far.
Well, she hasn't put her purse down yet.
Carl, I like your mama. Now, you put a smile on your face, or you're going to be in deep trouble with me.
Wow, you knew the Queen of England?
That was a long time ago. When I worked for the Fairchilds. Oh, I've traveled this world. Met a lot of interesting people.
Have you ever met Prince?
I met a lot of Prince. Prince of Wales, Prince of Denmark, Prince of Nepal. What prince are you talking about, honey?
I think she's talking about the prince that sings and wears purple underwear.
That would be the Prince of Nepal.
Girls, have you cleaned up your room yet?
I cleaned up my half.
No, you didn't. You just threw all your junk on my half.
Girls, upstairs.
But my shield...
Now. Mama, would you care for some iced tea?
I don't drink caffeine, honey. Caffeine's bad for my system. In fact, it's no good for any of you all, especially you, Carl. Your heart's already working overtime. I'm gonna get you on a diet.
Grandma!
There's my boy! How is my favorite grandson?
I'm doing great, Grandma. Dad, is there anything else you want me to do before I go to the party?
Edward, you're not going to the party.
You mean to tell me I was nice for nothing? I'll tell you, that's the last time I do anything around this house.
Here, take this with you.
Yes, Mama.
Let's get some applesauce. Applesauce. Okay, come on. Mmm. Yum, 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 yum. When am I going to see the next chapter of your novel? I'm dying to know what happens.
So am I. I just can't figure out who Chastity should fall in love with.
I thought she was gonna marry Thomas.
She was, but I killed him off in chapter 6.
Well, you're the writer. Bring him back to life.
I can't. He was eaten by a shark. It's hard to bounce back from that.
Look, I know you're the creative one in the family, but I've got to tell you, the shark part is stinking up your book.
That was some of my best writing. You liked the shark part, didn't you, sweetheart?
Are we ever gonna eat? My digestion's about to shut down. It won't be long. I hope you like meatloaf.
Never have liked meatloaf. Maybe yours is different. Has it got meat in it?
Yeah, otherwise we just call it loaf.
think I will go upstairs and put my little man to bed and change my clothes.
Let me
say goodnight to
Mother. Your sweetheart, your little lady.
Mama's little chip on the cheek.
You're fixing green beans. I love green beans.
I'm glad. You're gonna love the mushroom sauce I made. It's from your recipe.
Can't be my recipe. Mushrooms give me gas.
Mother Winslow, you've had a hard day. We've all had a hard day. Why don't you go into the living room and relax? Because I've got one nerve left and you're leaning on it.
Come in.
Aunt Rachel, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, you're just the person I wanted to see. Come over here and sit down. I've got a great new idea for the next chapter of my book. Tell me what you think. Chastity falls back in love with Thomas.
She can't fall in love with Thomas. He was eaten by a shark.
Well, Chastity thought he was, but it was someone else.
It had to be him. When the shark swam away, Chastity was still holding his hand with a diamond pinky ring.
What, she never heard of poetic license?
Look, Aunt Rachel, I know you're the creative one in the family, but I've got to tell you, the shark part is sneaking up your book.
All right, I'll lose the shark part. Now, what did you want to talk to me about?
Is Daddy going to throw Grandma out of the house?
Oh, honey, come here. There is no way your daddy is going to throw her out. He's got too big a heart. Remember when your Uncle Robert died and I had to take care of the baby all by myself? Well, your daddy asked me to move in here, right? And it wasn't all peaches and cream at first. I mean, we all had to make some adjustments. And that's what's happening with your grandma now. Everyone is making adjustments.
Well, I hope they finish all this adjusting soon, because it's giving me a rash.
I'm sorry, honey, but we got to eat now. Or I'm not going to be regular for a week.
She's doing it again, Harriet. She's sitting in my chair. I am supposed to be at the head of the table.
Carl, let it go. We'll buy a round table.
Get something to eat. Boy, it smells good in there.
How come I never get to change the baby?
Oh, honey, Laura has a little more experience than you.
Why don't we give it to her straight? You're too young, you're too short, and the baby doesn't like you.
Girls, don't argue at the dinner table.
Okay, let's take it outside.
Sit down.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Woo, looking good.
What are you dressed up for?
Well, I thought since it was Grandma's first day, dinner should be special. Such a good boy.
Carl, you want to say grace?
Let us pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this food and your many blessings. And we ask simply that you deliver us from evil. Even if it were to walk right through our front door. Amen.
Amen. So, Eddie, big plans for tonight, huh?
Well, I had planned to go to a party, but Dad won't let me go.
Well, your father's got your best interests at heart.
Thank you, Mama.
You shouldn't be going to wild parties where there may be, you know, drinking, carousing, and who knows what all.
Mama, there's not going to be any of that. It's just a bunch of kids sitting around watching TV until real late.
Watching TV?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
The only reason Dad won't let me go is because my curfew is at 10.
10? You gotta be kidding. Oh, Carl, it's almost the 90s. Lighten up. Lighten up. Eddie? You go to that party and have a good time. Why, in France, 15-year-old boys can stay out as late as they like.
Well, Mother, when he's in France, he can stay out all night long. But in this country, the boys' curfew is still 10 o'clock, and that's final.
It's not fair. I'm 15 years old, and you treat me like I'm a kid.
Edward.
I'll talk with him.
Give a man a badge.
Well, I talked to Eddie. He said he's not coming out of his room until he's 18, and then he's moving to France.
Well, now that's it.
This is all my mother's fault, Harriet. This time she's gone too far. She has got to know she can't run this house. And she can't interfere with the way we raise our kids. And she has got to know that she cannot sit in my chair.
You're right, Carl.
Well, I'm glad you agree, so now go tell her.
Me? She's your mother.
But, Harriet, you're the one who told her she could move in here.
She's your mother.
Well, she likes you.
She's your mother.
Is that all you got?
That's all I need.
Oh, all right. I'll go talk to her.
Where are you going? She's out on the back porch.
I know. I'm gonna go take a little walk, think about what I'm gonna say to her. You need anything from Canada? I see you're busy. I'll come back when you're through.
You'll have a long wait. This is a rug. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Ma, I don't quite know how to say this. It's a very delicate thing, and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Just go ahead and say what you're going to say. I'm not sensitive. I can take it.
Okay. Mama, you're driving me and Harriet crazy.
That's it, I'm out.
Well, wait a minute now. We're gonna sit right here now. We're gonna work this thing out. Mother, I know that it's been hard for you ever since Dad died. I mean, you had to raise five sons and work at the same time. You got kind of used to being in charge, and when you came here, you naturally took over.
I was just trying to help.
Well, Mother, I know that you meant well. But look at me. I am not your little boy anymore. I'm all grown up with a family of my own. Mother, I know that moving in here wasn't going to be easy for you. I must admit I had my doubts. But, Mother, I really want this to work.
I want it to work, too.
I'm running out of sun.
But if it's going to work, Ma, we've all got to make some adjustments.
Like what?
Well, first of all, Harriet and I have got to be able to run our own house. You gotta retire from being in charge. You can be an advisor.
Well, I'm a little old to make a career change, but I can try.
Thank you, Mama. And you know, it would help if you told Edward that you were out of line about his curfew.
Oh, I was not out of line about that. Now, speaking as your advisor, if Eddie is to learn responsibility, you've got to trust him.
Well, maybe you're right, Mom. I'll go talk to Edward. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Mom. My baby.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Hey, son.
Hi, Dad.
Can I talk to you?
Sure.
Well, first of all, Edward, I want to say I really appreciate you giving up your room for your grandmother. I mean, living up here in the attic isn't the greatest thing in the world.
Well, it has its advantages.
But son, about this curfew thing, I've been thinking, and truth is, how are you ever gonna learn responsibility if I don't start learning to trust you? Oh, my. Anyway. I've decided to change your curfew to 11.
Oh, but that still means I can't go to the party.
Well, I'm going to make an exception. Just this once. You can go to the party.
Dad, thanks! And Dad, since we're getting along so well, how about doubling my allowance?
Don't push it, Edward.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
Sounds like everyone's getting along for a change. I better get downstairs before they all get over it. I'll just take these for my next stakeout.
In his hands, he's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world.
How's Eddie doing? Is he moving out?
No one's moving out, and no one else is moving in.
In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands.